Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to an absolutely stunning weekend. Yes, we're only a couple of days away from fall, and it's already starting to feel like it. They say this week is going to be in the 80s with that cool, cool weather at night. Oh. Fan in the window, defunkifying Casa de McCann, because you know, it's like, you ever been in a bar that's, you know, after like 5 or 6 days of them just running the AC and the doors are never open, the windows are never open, it just smells stale and funky? Yeah, that's what my wife has to put up between me, a dog, and two cats. So we're just airing the place out. It is glorious, and I am so looking forward to it. 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. We're going to be starting to get ready for fall, because right after fall is winter, and you know we don't have four seasons in Virginia. We go from hot to cold, and that's it. I get it. People, you've read the Farmer's Almanac, and you're convinced it's going to be a horrific winter. We're kind of due, because the last two winters, not that bad. Nah, they were all right. No huge deal there. So we're going to do that. Jordan, how are you, sir? How's your week been?
It's been good.
Have you been doing any of your hockey stuffage?
I was in Arlington on Tuesday and then in D.C. on Wednesday.
And what were you doing?
I was at training camp on Tuesday and then covered a preseason game on Wednesday.
Outstanding. Yes. Well, we'll talk about your podcast at some point today. I did stand up again last night. I was invited out to Goochland. Well, they said it was in Goochland. I guess technically it was Goochland, but Lord, I drove and drove and drove and drove and drove. But it was for a charity. I didn't mind. I had a good set. It was fun. And now, I like doing it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a blast getting up there and trying to be funny. Well, actually, I don't even try. Just do the best I can. If you laugh, great. You know, no skin off my nose. I'm not one of those people that needs your approval. Not often, anyway. But now my wife's gotten into it. Doing the stand-up, she just gets a real kick out of me being on stage. So she's like, I'm going to find an open mic for you every single week. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's not like it takes a huge amount of my time. No, 20 minutes, if I'm lucky. Some places it's like 10 minutes. You know, it takes me 10 minutes just to clear my throat. So as that happens, I will post what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, on my Facebook page and maybe on Twitter. I do want to say welcome to a new sponsor of the show. That's Atlantic Drafting Services, or ADS. They reached out to us, and we reached out to them. And what they do, they're a drafting service. Family-owned and operated, been doing it since like 1983. And believe it or not, when you want to do a major project around the house, you need drawings. And these guys, they can do what I can't do. They can take the thoughts in your head and actually put them on paper. I just walk in and say, I want to do something here. And, well, they're going to lay out my kitchen for me. I'm glad they're here. Atlantic Drafting Services, or ADS, there at AtlanticDraftingServices.com. 345-1140. George and Dinwiddie.
Hello, how y'all this morning?
We is doing good.
I have a couple, several questions
right,
I'd like
George,
to ask.
George, turn off the radio.
Okay, well, let me take care of that. I'll step outside. So okay. How's that?
That's better, because see, when you have the radio on, you're not listening to me through your phone. You're listening to me through the radio.
No, I was listening to you through the phone.
Okay, so what's going on?
I have a little problem with hearing. So
so do we all. So what's going on in Dinwiddie?
Everything is good. We got a big event down at the Virginia Motorsports Park today, and I'm a mile or so from that, and somebody said, "Doesn't that noise bother you?" I tell them it sounds like a melody from heaven to me.
Thusly the hearing loss. Okay.
Okay, what do we need to know now?
You need to ask a question, or we're just having a weird conversation.
I'm sorry about the weird. I have three questions, really.
All right, I'll try to get all of them.
Okay, I'd like to know, I'm 7 to 8 years old, and the host always talking about the underfloor. I took care of that because I got a cement floor house. But now that I'm 7 to 8, my circulation not so good, and I have cold feet in the wintertime. I'd like to find out somebody in Richmond that sells heated floor pads to stand on.
Oh, like they have in Japan. Because Japan doesn't have central heat, but they have heated floor rugs. Who would do that? I think the best thing you could do is you could put in an electric radiant panel and put flooring over top of it.
No, I read in a magazine that they have these floor pads of rugs or whatever. You plug it in, a 4x4 whatever.
The only place you're going to probably find that is like someplace like Amazon.
Okay, well, I am computer illiterate.
Yeah, but you can spell Amazon.
Okay.
All right, question number two.
Hot water heaters, the thermostat, what temperature does the thermostat get, the hot water heater get up to before the reset button kicks out on it, and what pressure is the pop-off valve set at?
You're not supposed to have the thermostat on that thing any higher than 120 degrees, but they pop off at like 150, I think. And
well, I checked the temperature, and that booger was 190 degrees.
That means you need to replace your thermostats, and you probably burned up your elements at the process.
Okay, so, well, it still heats.
Well, you definitely need to change out your thermostats.
And the third question is about the bed bugs.
Yes.
I went to a seminar about 2 months ago, the lady from Virginia Tech, that was a roach and bed bug specialist.
Everybody needs a hobby.
She says we are right in the verge of having a bed bug epidemic in this country.
Right. It's been coming on for about 2 years now.
So when I go somewhere, I don't even want to sit down. And she said theaters and doctor's office were the two of the most prevalent places to get bed bugs.
That's why I don't go to the movie theaters, and I can't afford to go to the doctor with my health insurance.
So I enjoy the show every day, every Saturday. I'm 78-year-old now, and I try to have fun every day.
Excellent, George. Well, you go out and have a good time, and I will talk to you soon.
I would hope so, and if we ever meet in person, I guess I am third-generation Irish.
Then come to the Celtic Highland Games in October.
If we ever meet in person, I won't have to introduce myself.
Let's hope. George, got to let you go. Take care. Have a good one. 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the show. By the way, if you end up with bed bugs, yes, sir.
Caller called in, and I know George said he was computer illiterate,
right.
But he said if you go to cozywinters.com, they provide like heaters for area rugs.
Neat. I mean, in Japan, they have electric rugs, and that's how you heat your house. You're very cold in certain parts of Japan. Let's put it that way. Cozy, what'd you say?
CozyWinters.com.
CozyWinters.com. This is The Home Show. Rich McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Hey, Jordan, during the break, I looked up CozyWinters.com like you suggested. I'm really hoping my wife is not listening because this is they got everything, dude.
Oh, yeah?
They got clothing. They've got the heated mats to warm up your floor. And they got a whole section dedicated to pets.
Uh-oh.
You know what's going to happen, right? He needs a heated bed. No, he doesn't. He's a dog. Look, he's all cozy. He's all right cozy. He's a dog.
Well, I'm just glad the website is actually real and that it serves that purpose and that
it goes on forever.
It didn't.
There's hundreds of things on this website.
Because sometimes when people call in, they might suggest things for like websites and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I should probably take it upon myself to like look at it first before I tell you so that it's not someone being like, hey, you're going to end up looking at this really inappropriate thing.
Not to mention, I'd rather, you know, if there is something inappropriate, I'd rather it be on your browsing history than on my browsing
right.
history.
Right.
It's not like I can click on something wrong and say, John Reed did it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you know, but I'm glad Cozy Winters is a thing.
I could probably get away with it if I said Jeff Katz did it.
Yeah probably.
But CozyWinters.com, this is neat stuff. Little heated bed. Oh, look at a little cute dog with a heated bed. 345-1140. I have a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about today, mostly things that people have suggested. As I say, every week, if you follow me on Facebook, you get to help dictate where the show is going. And I'm going to start off with Aubrey. Aubrey sent me a message last night. I did, believe it or not, got to bed on time, which I was really worried about, though it was probably inappropriate of me to go first at this little talent fiesta or whatever they want to call it, because, yeah, it was a good set. Aubrey wrote, Richard, old cabinet, refreshed, ? I put kills on them several years ago and painted them. Several coats. There's spots bleeding through, and they still stink. What to do? Also, I have a granite they say can't be safely removed to put in new cabinets. All right, so here's what she's dealing with, which I've done. I've been there, and I've done this. It happens. What she probably had was the old knotty pine cabinets. And you know what? Here's the funny thing. I say old. It's not old anymore. What's old is new. I was in a house just a week ago. Week and a half. House was built in the very late 80s. Knotty pine cabinets. Hadn't seen them in a while, but there they were. And if you're wondering what knotty pine is, it's exactly what it sounds like. They're yellow pine cabinets that still have the big brown and black knots in it. Very, very popular for a very long time. You know, that rustic feel was popular. Unfortunately, some people get tired of it. It does get a little gungy, and it does start to look dated. That is a thing we run into in the real estate business constantly. Is you're showing a beautiful house and somebody is going to say, well, this kitchen and bathroom is very dated. Okay. Works. You see, cabinets hold stuff. I don't care about how it looks. Look, there's stuff and it's in a cabinet. You're good. The thing about knotty pine is the knots absorb everything. If you go back to Coste McCann Volume Dose all those years ago, my father helped put in the cabinets, or he did the plumbing, somebody else put in the cabinets. And the guy made the cabinets out of knotty pine, and he put them in raw. They were unfinished. His goal was to come back the next day and finish them. That night, the owner, who she did not like the way the cabinets looked, and she painted them, basically ruining the fact they were knotty pine because it's very expensive and causing a situation where the knots would bleed through the paint. It would just suck it in. And you've got these brown spots all through your kitchen. It's disheartening. And let's not forget, she said, we have granite. They say can't be removed safely to put in new cabinets. Yeah. I'm not a fan of granite. I never have been for several reasons. One, it is fragile, and it's difficult to put in. Two, you can't take it out. You're right. Once it's there, it's there. Once you, if you try to pull it out, it's going to snap. It's going to break. It's going to cause you problems. Three, I can't cut on it. It's porous. I can't sit there and dice and chop and everything on that, which makes, you know, means like a bunch more cutting boards. I'd rather have a butcher block top, which surprisingly is a lot cheaper than it appears. Four, you have to seal it. You have to, you know, every so often, I think it's once a year, maybe less, you have to rub sealer all over the granite. I don't want to do that. And five, they stain. I've seen them stain. I'm not gonna put in granite. What I would tell Aubrey is I would probably, if I wanted to have my cabinets, I get what she used the word, refreshed. I would probably call my friends Terry Martin over at Enhance of Richmond. Now, they're a cabinet refinishing company, and I've worked with them. You know, they've been in here on the show a couple of times. And what they do is they come in, they remove your doors. The doors go back to the shop. You empty all your cabinets. They tape out the kitchen, plastic up the kitchen, and they do a special paint over top of all the it's a special primer, then it's a special paint, and then it's a special hardener. And I have seen them take knotty pine cabinets, spray them all down, seal them all up, and they look amazing. I've helped him transform a kitchen. So that's what I would probably do, is go with Enhance. As far as the smell, you know, cabinets smell for several different reasons. Remember, it's wood, it's porous, and if you leave something up there that shouldn't be up there, yeah, you can end up with a stink. I'd probably have them paint inside and out, which usually isn't done. Most of the time when people have their cabinets refinished or refreshed, if you want to use that word, they don't do the insides, but they can. So that would probably be a way to seal it up. The other thing I would do is wash them down with a vinegar compound, one-to-one, vinegar water, or yeah, just straight vinegar. That should clean up anything that stinks in there. And then, yeah, leave a box of baking powder up there for a while. See what happens. But other than that, that's where I'd go. As far as granite, if you get tired of that, call my friends at Miracle Method. They can come out there. They can resurface the granite. And here's the thing. Once they're done resurfacing, it's not porous anymore. You can beat up on it. You don't have to reseal it all the time. My buddy in King William, I want to get rid of all this granite. Have it refinished. Have it resurfaced. You'll be fine. All right, my name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. If you missed any of the earlier shows, 6 o'clock to 8, that we do right here on News Radio WRVA, the podcast is up. Jordan, yay! You do know this is radio, and giving a thumbs up is completely worthless. But that's okay. We'll manage. My name is Richard McCann. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is the home show on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM and 96.1 FM. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. 345-1140 is how you get through to the home show. We're here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, and we're going to jump in Charles City.
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Charles?
Doing great. I've sold a piece of land that has a double wide on it. It has a cinder block foundation around it.
Okay.
And we're supposed to close this coming Wednesday. And on Friday, the lenders requested a study on the engineer study on the foundation to be sure it was put up right. Who would I call to do that?
That, believe it or not, is on your realtor. Did you had a realtor when you did the process, right?
Yes.
Okay, then he should have a Rolodex that says engineer.
Okay.
I mean, I have the name of one somewhere back in my office, but I haven't needed an engineer in about, I sold a house, what was 2.5 years ago, and they were worried. What are they concerned about the foundation? Is it cracked or what?
No, nothing wrong with it. It looks fantastic. I don't know. I don't think the lenders have looked at it, but it passed the home inspection. It's passed everything else.
Well, no offense, but I mean, passing the home inspection doesn't mean quite as much as we would hope it does.
Right.
And there's plenty of home inspectors that are hating me for saying that. So, well, they can bite me. Yeah, your realtor should have an engineer, and if he doesn't, somebody in his office has someone in his pocket. The last guy I dealt with, he was out of Powhatan. And, you know, he just came out and says, yeah, everything's fine. And the reason that, if you're wondering why they're asking about the foundation, it's because a double wide or a single wide even is not considered a permanent home unless it's sitting on a permanent foundation. And therefore, right. You can't get a loan on it. But that's what you hired that realtor for. That's why he gets his 3%.
Okay. And then I have another piece of advice I'll pass along to you.
Sure.
I painted some 90 pound cabinets before in the past.
Sure.
If you spray paint them with automotive gray primer, it doesn't bleed through.
Interesting. So like a high heat primer.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to give that a shot.
I've had good success doing that.
All right. So are you staying in Charles City or are you leaving?
Staying in Charles City.
I'd love to move there, but it's
a great place to live.
Yeah, it's really far. It's just,
well,
it's
that. I grew up here, so it's not far from me.
All right, brother. Well, I know I eat at the two restaurants you have all the time.
We're lucky to have them. They're a great restaurant.
Yes, sir. Hey, whatever happened with the marina? Who bought the marina?
Mr. Singer bought it. They're opening it up, and they're going to make a campground also.
Charles, I tried. I tried getting the money to buy that place so bad, and I just couldn't come up with it.
I tried too, but I didn't have enough to outbid him.
All right. Well, you have a good day, Charles.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Dream job. Dream job. Owning a marina. Sounds great. Timothy in Hampton.
Hi. I need to find out how to get the heat out of the attic. Is it ridge vents? Those little turbines that spin in the wind? What is the best way to get the heat out of the attic?
All right. How old's the house?
1961.
Okay. So what is it, a cape? Is it a tri-level? What you got?
Oh, it's a single floor. It's a little 942-square-foot bungalow.
Oh, that's perfect. Love a small house. The next question is, how old's the roof?
Roof's about 15 years old.
All right. So, and you probably put on a 30-year roof, right?
Yeah, somebody did that before I moved in.
All right. You could talk to a roofer about, do you have any soffit vents?
Yes, I do.
All right. So
No, I don't. I don't have any soffit vents up there at all.
Okay. Now, you know, the soffit is the part of the house, the roof that hangs over the house, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have any vents in the soffits at all.
All right. So what you need to do is, one, you need to have somebody put in soffit vents. That's going to move the air up into the house and start evacuating the air through the end vents on either end of the house. If that's not enough air motion, then that's when you put in a ridge vent.
Okay, so they would have to go together, the soffit vents and the ridge vent?
Well, no, let's not blow all the money at once. All right? Okay, we're talking two different people here. The first thing you're going to need is a carpenter to come in, cut the soffit, and you want those vents to run the entire length of the soffit.
Okay.
And let's see how much air gets moving once you do that. Now, if you're still worried and saying, wow, it's still way too hot in here, that's when you call a roofer and have them put in a ridge vent.
Okay.
Do you have any of the shingles left? Did they leave a plat of them underneath the house? That's what they usually do. Like, hey, we got some shingles left. Boom, underneath the house.
No, they do not.
All right, so it might be tricky to match those shingles when you put in the ridge vent, but I have faith.
All right, thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. Wow, he was really excited about the process there. Okay, sure. Whoa! Joe and Toanna!
Hey, Richard, how you doing today?
I don't know. Are you in the middle of a hurricane or what?
I'm driving down the interstate.
roll up your window.
It is.
You must have an older truck like me.
I'm driving in a Lincoln.
All right, well, what's going on in Towanna?
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Double sink in the kitchen, built as an addition, maybe now, to date, maybe 20 years old. And just recently, maybe in the past 6 to 8 months or so, the left side of the sink has been stopping up every 2 to 3 weeks, maybe every month. And going through the drill of, you know, pouring in drain cleaner and, you know, boiling hot water after that, after 20 minutes or so. And we predominantly, you know, put all of the dishes in the right side, you know, use strainers in the, you know, in the sinks, both sinks, and, you know, empty the food out, you know, and the garbage and all that. But this seems to be a recurring issue, and I can't figure out why it's happening. Any thoughts?
All right, first and foremost, all those drain cleaners that you're pouring down are worthless. Does each sink have its own drain, or do they tie together?
They tie together.
And only one side stopping up?
Yes, sir.
How fast does it stop up?
It's about every three weeks to a month, maybe.
No, I mean, once it's... Wow. Here, Joe, I'm going to hang up on you. Turn up your radio, okay?
Okay.
Ah! Lord, I'm in a Lincoln. What? Abraham Lincoln? Or what? He was loud. All right, Joe, here's the dealio, yo. It doesn't make any sense what he just said to me. It's a double sink, and they both tie into one drain. Now, I'm saying, does that mean one drain going into the wall? Sometimes I've seen double sinks that go into each drain each side. Regardless of what's going on, what he really needs to do is get a sink snake. You know, one of those little drain cleaners. You can get one of the cheap ones. I have actually made the little hand crank snakes work. The whole key to that is taking your time. And just slowly, I mean, just add, you know, 8 inches at a time. Everybody wants to just jam in 2 or 3 feet, and it doesn't work. You got to take your time, a little bit at a time, and that should clean it out. Unless it is actually called an end outlet waste, meaning one sink ties to the next sink, which ties into the wall. And if that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, why that would stop up. Now, I didn't have a chance to ask him if he had a garbage disposal, but I'm assuming he doesn't. But at the end of the day, people, when it comes up to stopped up sinks, one, before you try dumping Drano or liquid plumber or any of the nonsense down there, yes, I called it nonsense, and I'm calling all of the drain cleaners nonsense, so tell the lawyers to back off. My point is, one, try plunging, okay? If you want to plunge out a sink, you just got to make sure that one side is completely stopped up, and when you're using your plunger, remember you're trying to pull stuff back. You're not trying to push stuff through. If that doesn't work, then yeah, break out the snake, buy one, own it. It's one of those tools that is going to come in handy down the road. Trust me, I know. Jordan, I want to inform you about something that's going to happen once you become a married man.
Yes.
You're going to have a new job.
Cleaning out the sink.
Not the sink.
The shower.
The shower and
yep.
tub.
Mm-hmm.
My wife got one of these little plastic hair catchers. And she put it in the tub. Didn't help at all. Dude, I pulled out a wad of hair the size of my fist. When it was all said and done, it was the size. It looked like a gerbil had died. And I was this close, like putting it up on Facebook. And instead, I just threw it in the trash can. And when she got home, I said, hey, that hair catcher thing's not working. And she said, okay. And then she went into the bathroom and she looked at us like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah. So, and I've seen the mane on your lady. You're doomed.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to teach you how to then stop a tub. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. Welcome, everybody. 345-1140. Herb in Henrico.
Hey, Richard. Want to put a vent fan in the attic, but I want to put it in the horizontal versus the vertical position because I want to enhance the air movement out of the top of the cupola in the top of the attic. But I can't find one that says that it's okay to do that. They all say about mounting it in the vertical position.
Careful, Herb. You're about to get hit by a car.
I'm not.
But you got me on speaker.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. Do you have me on speaker?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. Do you have me on speaker?
Yeah, so I can hear you.
Turn it off. All right.
Okay.
All right,
I'm back in the car. Go ahead. I'm sitting still.
Herb, they don't make one.
So you can't take a gable vent fan and put it in horizontal position?
No, because it's made for a gable. They do make fans right that you can put.
Yeah.
Oh, this Herb, I'm hanging up on you. Listen to your radio. Okay, people. New rule. No speakerphones. Turn off your radio. Don't put me on speaker. Now, Herb, what I was going to say is they do make fans that can be installed into your roof. But the thing is, you're going to need a roofer to do it. What I'd probably tell you to do is call my buddy over at Akey's Home Improvement, Kirk Akey. They're a roofer extraordinaire, and they can put in a roof fan for you. Just make sure that you have enough soffit vents. That way, you are actually have a place to pull the air from. Otherwise, you're just going to pull them from the gables. And that's not good. When you replace your roof, put in a ridge vent, and that way it will help with venting the roof. Remember, the cooler it is upstairs, the longer your roof will last. But you still need to have enough insulation to protect you from the cooler air in the wintertime. 345-1140. I'm now scared to do this. Chuck?
Yes.
Chuck, I'm here, and you don't have me on speaker, and your radio's not on. I love you.
Yeah, I wanted to get your opinion on a situation I'm having with my septic system.
Sure.
Okay. I think my drain field is failing, according to the county, okay. And I've had somebody come out and check it, and I've got some quotes for having the work done, and it was recommended to me that maybe I should have the tank replaced as well. In other words, I'd have to have a tank put in and a pump tank and a new drain field.
Wait a minute. You just said pump tank.
Yes.
So your house drains into a sewage grinder.
No, it's a conventional septic system that was put in 1975.
Okay, so where does where's the pump tank come into play? I'm just, because you've talked to somebody and they've told you that word.
Okay, from what I gather, got to go into the septic tank.
Right.
Leave that tank, go to a pump tank.
No, it's called a distribution box.
No, I know that, but they're going to do away with the distribution box, install a pump tank with a pump there to pump it into a new drain field.
Okay, first of all, did you call Dowdy? Because
Go ahead.
Dowdy Well and Septic is the Verina go-to person for Well and Septic.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was still in business.
Oh, absolutely. Junior's been running it for years.
Okay. Well, I went through the county.
Right.
And this is what they recommended. This is what they drew up.
All right.
So that's what I'm dealing with. And when they mentioned about having an additional tank put in to pump the waste out. In other words, it's going to run from the existing septic tank to another tank with a pump inside.
With a pump in it.
Push it out to the drain field.
I don't understand why it needs a pump. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it just works by gravity. That's the way a septic system works.
So, yeah, I understand that. But I think where the new drain field's got to go, that's the problem.
Was it uphill?
It's going to be going uphill to a certain point and then going downhill.
See, that doesn't make any... I'm sorry. This is not on you, okay? Do understand that. But that doesn't make any sense, okay? It's going to go uphill and then it's going downhill. So all you do is you make sure that it run. You just have to dig deeper a certain section, and then it comes out the other side. You see what I'm saying? It's not like you dig a tunnel up a hill. You dig a tunnel straight. So I think, honestly, you need to get a different opinion from a different septic service. I mean, I'm sure the people of the county were trying to do their best, but I have no idea why you need a pump. I've never heard of a pump on a system, unless it was a grinder, meaning that your septic stuff all dumps right next to the house, gets ground up and pumps off 100 yards over to the septic system.
Okay. Well, I've gotten three estimates, and I'm going off the drawings that the county drew up for me.
Okay, and So what you're saying is the people that came in looked at it and say, okay, this is what we're going to do if the county says to do it this way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've forgotten what the question is.
Okay. I got you. I know it sounds kind of complicated. I'm not
making it
easy for you.
You got 1 minute. Let's go. So what's the question?
Okay. All right. I've been told that it might be easier to put a new tank in. How long does a tank last? I know that's hard for you to answer, but if I go to all the expense to have a new system put in,
I've seen tanks that were 70, 80 years old and still being used.
Okay.
All right. You talk to your contractor and make sure they're just not trying to upsell you. That's really what it comes down to. Call Dowdy.
Nope.
You call Dowdy right. And tell him I sent you, okay?
I'll do that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, bye.
Bye. Ah! What is it? What is it? Did I do something wrong? Are people trying to drive me out of my mind? Jordan, I'm blaming you for all of this. That's right.
Yep.
I'm calling Sarah. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tattle on you.
No, no.
Jordan's being mean to me.
I didn't do anything. I just screened the calls.
Okay. All right. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. We'll take more of your calls right after this. This is the Home Show News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Nick in Midlothian, what's up?
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Excellent.
Hey, I put in a kitchen faucet my wife ordered offline, and the diverter, the sprayer, it doesn't have much pressure, but when I engage the handle, it's taking all of the water out of the spigot or the faucet, but it just doesn't have a lot of pressure coming out of the sprayer.
Yep.
What would cause that?
What brand is it?
You know, I don't think it's a brand name.
And Nick, understand, I'm not taking my frustration out on you, but the first hour, people were being very frustrating. So
no, I understand. I've been listening to you.
So you bought a really cheap, no-name Chinese faucet online.
I didn't correct, but my wife did, yes.
Okay, so I think that's kind of what we're dealing with here. And unfortunately, this is an absolute fact. Good isn't cheap, and cheap isn't good, ever. Take it from the pair of sunglasses I just bought. They were $10. They look really cool, and then the glass popped out of them the first time I used them. Is it a standard one-handle faucet?
Correct.
Trying to figure out how I would test this, and it would be very difficult, actually. Well, there is one way. Turn the handle off so the water's off. Now, the sprayer is sitting off to the side like everybody else's?
Correct.
Okay. What I want you to do is pull that all the way out and unscrew the handle from the hose. Are you with me so far?
Yep.
All right. Then turn on the water. That should engage the diverter and see what kind of pressure you get out of the hose. If you're getting full, okay. If you're getting full pressure, then the problem is the handle. If you're not getting full pressure, then the problem is the diverter inside of the faucet. Now, I'm going to say with, let's say 85% confidence, all right, that it is a Delta clone. Because when Delta's patents ran out, everybody said, hey, we want to make the best faucet in the world, too. And that's not a hard part to get. But, I mean, really what it comes down to is when you order stuff online, who knows what the quality is. It could be a really pretty faucet, but who knows who made it and how much time and effort went into it.
I understand.
You know, this takes me back to a buddy of mine. He ordered an entire house worth of that floating floor and wanted me to install it. Not a single piece of that stuff locked together properly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will go to the big box and get a Delta or a Sennheiser.
Yeah, or go to a plumbing supply like Richmond Plumbing Specialties.
Okay. Good deal, Richard. Thank you. Have a good day.
Sorry I didn't have better news, Nick. You have a great day. 345-1140 and Lucille.
Yes. I would like to know, would you recommend an electrician for me?
What do you need done?
I've got a short in my lights on my carport. They just come on and go off and just backward and forward.
All right. Does this have a motion sensor on it, or is it just turn it on, turn it off?
Just turn it on, turn it off.
And it's not, it's shorting. And you've changed the light bulb in it. You know that's not the bulb.
Yes.
Off the top of my head, I don't have an electrician right now. But you know what? If you call my buddy Kirk Akey at Akey's Home Improvement, he has an electrician, and they work in Verina. They just finished a job over that way a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Will you give me that number, please?
Yes, ma'am. You got a piece of paper? Because I'm only doing this once.
Yes.
Okay. 216-9371.
216-9371.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that, the name again?
Kirk.
Kirk. Okay.
All right, Lucille.
Thank you so much.
All right. Loved you in The Walking Dead. You have a great day. 345. What? Could you have let that go? Seriously, could you have? How many Lucilles do you know?
It was
either that or go with the guitar for B.B. King. It's the only two Lucilles I know. The bat.
Or Lucy? Lucille?
No, she's Lucille.
Oh.
Okay, and that's either Negan's bat or B.B. King's guitar. Now, to be honest with you, she sounds like a really classy lady, and I probably should have gone with the guitar.
It was just, never mind.
3-4.
I'll drop it.
All right. About time. Do I have time to take Charlie? Okay. Charlie in Richmond.
Hey, Richard. How you doing?
I'm having the weirdest day.
I know. I'm on speakerphone going down 95 with the window down. I got my radio turned all the way up. Is there an echo? No, I'm just kidding, man.
I would have hung up on you by now.
I know. Hey, look, quick question. When I'm taking a shower, the water is nice and hot, and then all of a sudden it turns cold. So I have an outdoor gas tankless heater, and I flush the system like you recommend sometimes to get all that sediment out. And I've taken the shower head off to clean a little filter and that. But I'm still getting cold in the shower. It'll start out hot, and about 5 minutes in, it starts putting out cold water again,
mm-hmm.
and I have to turn it off
right.
to get the hot water to work again. Is there right. something else I can check?
Yes, yes. You must learn the ways of the tankless, my son.
Okay. Okay.
For you are not trained. Here's the deal. Let me guess. You turn on the hot water in your shower, and you wait for the water to get hot, right?
Yeah, wait for it to get hot before I jump in.
And then you add cold water to it.
No.
Never?
No, I don't adjust it at all. That's what I'm saying. I've had this tank for tankless for probably 5 or 6 years, so I'm loving it because I can, you know, never run out of hot water. But recently it just started doing this, and it's got a little digital thermostat, you know, in the closet or whatever, bathroom closet, so you can adjust it. So I've tried up and down, and it still does the same thing.
That's weird, because usually when people say this, then they've got the water heater set, the tankless set at about 120. They jump in the shower, they add cold water, and it trips it off as a not calling for enough hot water. You might have a problem with a board. You might have a problem. You told me you took the shower head off?
Yeah, to clean the little filter. You know how you get dirt in the little screen thing, yeah.
Do me a favor. Take the shower head off, put it aside. Turn on the hot water and see if it does it still.
Okay.
If it still does it, just because that little filter is clean doesn't mean the rest of the shower head isn't stopped up in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's my best bet. And what do you have it set at, about 110?
120. I always keep it on 120. I've tried putting it on 125, but that scalds me.
120 will melt the flesh off your bones, son. Drop it down to about 115 just for me, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Take care, Charlie.
Have a great weekend.
I plan on it. All right. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. That's 345-1140. Jordan, I want to share this with you and the rest of the class because I saw this and it made me laugh very, very hard. And it's something you and I are going to participate in.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
We're actually going to have to rope in Sarah, and I've already signed up my wife.
Okay.
You do recall last UCROPS 10K, my wife got roped into doing it.
Yes.
And the people that said, we're going to run as a team, just left her in the dust.
Right.
Okay. Well, the Richmond Road Runners Club,
uh-huh.
who pretty much runs the marathon.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are having a little thing after the marathon, to end the marathon weekend or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about yet?
I think.
The terror of T-Rex returns. They're having the second annual T-Rex Fun Run.
Okay.
Where people... my wife has wanted one of these inflatable T-Rex suits
yeah.
since I met her.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, I'll get you one. My problem is, I think she would not... You know, it'd be like buying a little kid a Superman costume. She'd just wear it all the time.
Yeah.
So I found a sign-up sheet for this... It's the Sunday after the marathon at Dory Park out in my end of town.
Yeah.
They are having the second annual T-Rex Fun Run to mark the end of the Richmond Marathon weekend. It's only 0.4 miles.
Okay.
Which I think I can handle.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Okay. And yep. they are going for the Guinness Book of World Record for the most people dressed as a T-Rex.
Going on a run.
And the record is, there is such a record of 252 people.
Oh, we can knock that out of the park.
We can beat that. So I'm going to contact the Richmond Roadrunners, and we're going to work on that because it doesn't cost anything. And I'm serious. My wife wants one of these costumes so bad. And she's just wanted one forever. So now I've got a reason to buy one, and I'm going to end up buying two. But suit up and come out to help us set a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs. The current record of 252 people wearing inflatable full-body dinosaur costumes was set in Los Angeles, California, in January 26, 2019. Oh, now it's on. No, there is no way I'm going to let Los Angeles have something over us. We can all do that. I've looked online. They're cheap. They're like $20 or something like that. And you know, you've got all these costume shops opening up anyway. Activities will include photo, video documentation of RVA's largest gathering of people dressed in dinosaurs, a T-Rex run of 0.4 miles, dinosaur sprints, T-Rex line dancing, and dinosaurs at play.
Yes. That's a win. That is a total win.
How can we possibly go wrong with not participating? So we'll get together with Richmond Roadrunners to see what we come up with. Think we can get John Reed?
We'll have to talk to John Reed, see if we can get American Family Fitness to sponsor us. We need to really train hard for our 0.4 mile run.
Problem is, I'll be completely winded by the time we get there. Russell and Chester, what can I do for you?
Good morning. I have an 80-year-old home in Chester.
Excellent.
And we have hardwood floors, and the floors are sagging. So who could I contact to, I guess, look at the foundation or the drainage up underneath it?
Now, you say the floors are sagging. What gives you that feeling? Are the walls cracking?
It has a few cracks in the walls, and you can put a marble on the floor, and it rolls downhill.
Okay. Then what you need to do is call my friends out at Stable Foundations.
Okay.
They're right there in Ashland. They do great work. They did some stuff for me at my last house, and it was fantastic.
Okay, I trust your opinion. I had heard about JES, and I was like, hearing bad things about them.
Russell, if we can't say something nice, we don't say anything at all, so I'm going to say it again. Call Stable Foundations.
Correct. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, all right, Russell, you have a good day. Thanks. 3, 4, 5. Sorry, I'm picturing my wife running in a dinosaur outfit. Todd and Glen Allen.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, I've got Mansfield toilets, and I've been replacing the flush valves with the stuff you get at the big box stores, and seems like every 3 years I have to do it.
Yeah, you're putting in a Flowmaster, right?
It's Corky's the brand.
Okay, so the black and white one.
Yeah, Universal. Yeah.
Okay.
But they just don't last. It's like every 3 years I'm redoing them.
Are you on a well?
No.
Really? The thing about the Corky's, and I love them. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love them, but you know the orifice in the top of them can get clogged up. Let me guess, it just stops filling after a while.
Well, it's the seal on the valve at the bottom where these are the center. It's not a flapper; it's the center stalk, for lack of a better word.
Okay, wait a minute. Whoa! You told me the fill valve.
I thought I said flesh valve.
No, okay. I thought I heard fill valve. Okay, let me back up because I'm pretty sure you said Mansfield.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I do to make sure I never have a problem with a Mansfield toilet again. All right? Are you with me so far?
I'm with you.
I want you to disconnect it, take it out, and chuck it into the trash and get yourself a Gerber.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Done and done. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann. I'm here to help. every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, right here on News Radio WRVA. I do want to remind you, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. That way you can find out some of the stories that I'm going to be running. You can influence the show. And if it happens that I'll be doing stand-up someplace, you might want to come out. And Jordan, you want to know what was really difficult about last night?
Sure.
Had to do it clean.
Yeah.
And I did. You know what? It wasn't nearly as hard as I thought it would be.
No. Nah.
I could have invited my mom. I didn't. And that's why
didn't want to have them charge her the
$5 to be there. No, it was fine for you know. It did annoy me. Don't get me wrong; it annoyed me at first, but no, it was just such a long drive. I don't want her driving an hour and a half to see me talk for 20 minutes and then
yeah.
go on. So, but it was fun. Well, I'll make sure you got to come to the next time I do it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. When's the next Kindred Spirits?
Probably like the first or second week of October.
Okay.
I'll let everybody know.
Yeah.
3-4-5-11-40. Craig in Chesterfield.
Hello. I have a 3.5-year-old house.
Good.
Upstairs, bathroom, hallway. The double basin sink has two different pressures, as well as the shower tub combo has a different pressure. I got good pressure on one end, weak pressure, and weak pressure.
Has it always been that way?
Yes.
Okay, now here's another question. You say, okay, first of all, you have a double sink, which means you and your wife go to the bathroom at the same time, which is always weird to me.
No.
Okay.
she spec'd it that way for some odd reason. I don't know. Anyway.
You guys, okay, one, do you have a master bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where she goes and you go in the hallway. Got it.
Right.
Okay, so one sink has terrific pressure, the other sink does not?
Correct.
And the tub shower does not have good pressure.
It's not the best. It gets the job done, but it's really, really noticeable at the sinks.
Okay, so have you unscrewed the aerator from the sink that has lousy pressure and see if it flows better? That's no.
No, I haven't.
That's no. Yeah. See, if you had to pause, yeah. That's a no. All right, and let's go to, and is it just a shower or is it a tub shower?
Tub shower.
And you only use it as a shower?
Right, I use it in shower mode.
Okay, do you ever run water through the tub?
Well, I mean, to get the hot water going, you know.
But how's the pressure when it's coming through the tub?
Not very good.
Really? Okay, so I'll bet you money at some point some trash got into the lines, and the first place it found to go was that bathroom. It happens.
Yeah.
First, I would unscrew the aerator and on the sink that's not working great and turn on the water, see how well it flows. I did this with – I had a listener do this one time on air. He went into the bathroom, he unscrewed the aerator, turned on the faucet, and he goes, "Hey, how about that?" I mean, it was great. It was great radio. As far as the tub is concerned, if there's trash in the sink, then there's probably some trash in the tub cartridge. I'm imagining it's a single handle with a handle inside of it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a Delta 1300. They do stop up.
Okay.
All right, but first things first, unscrew that aerator and see if anything comes out of it differently. If the pressure isn't any better, the next thing I would do is go turn off the water, go under the sink, disconnect the supply tubes, and bend them over into a bucket and see how good the pressure is there. Then that would say there's junk in the sink itself.
Okay. All right, I'll start with that.
There you go. And after that,
thank you very much.
After that, yeah. Call a plumber.
Gotcha. Okie dokie.
All right, Craig. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. 3-4-5-11-40. I want to tell a story. Sit down, children. Let me tell you a story. Here's what happened to me the other day. Here's a story, and it's true. So I did, you know, Wired came over to my house and he hung a TV for me. Did a beautiful job. And he moved all my components over. Everything looks fantastic. I'm happy. He's happy. So I want to return the favor. He's not a plumber. I'm not a Wired. You know what I'm saying? So he informs me that he had his house re-water piped. And ever since the water that happened, his tub started to drip. He says, I'm going to make that plumber come back out here and fix that drip. I'm like, hold on, Scooter. That's not his job. He goes, well, he did all the piping. He's like, yeah, but he didn't touch the faucet. Now, the reason I'm telling you that part is this. Remember, when you hire a contractor, there's a scope of work. That scope is what they're supposed to do. That's what they're responsible for. Now, if they break something, yes, they're supposed to do that. But if this guy was paid and contracted to come out and rewater pipe the house, he doesn't have anything to do with that faucet, and he didn't touch the faucet. So he asked me, I said, here's the deal. I'll come out, I'll fix your drip, and we're good. We're even. He goes, great. So I get over there, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what this faucet was. It was, again, one of those generic, off-brand faucets. I didn't know what it was. Even Richmond Plumbing from pictures couldn't tell me what it was. There's no name on it or anything. So I had to come back over to his house. I turn off the water. I take it apart. And yes, like I said earlier, it's a Delta clone. A lot of faucets are clones. It's fine. It means it takes Delta parts. Easy to get. I go to the box store. My friends, there is a reason for certain things I go to certain places. If I want plumbing supplies, I try to go to a plumbing supply store. If I want electrical supplies, I go to an electrical supply store because I can walk up to the counter, say, I want XYZ, and person goes and finds XYZ. I didn't have time for that. It's a Delta part. I should be able to find it. I go to the box store. Notice I'm not saying which one because it really doesn't matter. At said box store, I find the stems. I'm scanning the 100 or so that's there. I find the right one, and I need two. And so I'm looking and looking and looking and looking and looking. There is not another one. Now above my head are boxes upon boxes upon boxes of extra inventory. So I go looking for help, and I look 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 and I look. Finally, I find someone who's a vendor, and they find me some help. The gentleman they sent me works in the electrical department. He's not a plumber. He doesn't know this section. I say, I need one of these. There's none on this pegboard. I think it's up there. He proceeds to start looking at the pegboard that I've already spent 20 minutes looking at. Finally, after 10 minutes, he said, I don't see any here. I said, I've already told you that. I said, they're up above your head in the extra stock. And he grabs out his little tricorder or whatever the heck they call this thing and goes, boop, boop, boop. Oh, yeah, you're right. You think I'm right? Goodness gracious. Thank God for you, citizen. So he proceeds to go get a ladder. As he's walking away to get a ladder, there's this nice older lady who's looking at Drano and all the other different drain cleaners. She's like, can you help me? He goes, yes, ma'am. What can-? I said, dude, I've got her. Get the ladder so you can get my part. I don't work there. And the lady's like, they just did some remodeling, and I think they threw a bunch of junk down my toilet, and I'm looking for a drain cleaner to clean the drain. I'm like, ma'am, none of this is going to clean your toilet drain. I proceed to take her over and get her a closet auger, not the cheapest one, but not the most expensive one, and show her how to use it. As the guy's coming back with the ladder. Then she said she needs a part for a Delta 1300. She needs a cartridge. I said, ma'am, come with me. And I take her down and I help her find her cartridge. All the while, this guy's trying to find my cartridge up on top of a ladder. I found her everything she needed, taught her how to use it, and sent her on her way before the guy who should have been in the electrical department, he didn't belong in the plumbing department, comes down and goes, is this the part you need? Yes! And it was where I told you I was wedded. I know I get in trouble if I try to climb those ladders, but I swear to you, I was so close. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. George, I see you. I'll get to you. And if you missed any of the earlier show at 6 o'clock, don't worry. You can go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face, and it will take you to the podcast of that show. And literally, there's got to be hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
up to 2 years ago, wasn't it?
About that time, yeah.
It's insane. Yep. So it's there. My name's Rich McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 345-1140. George and Henrico.
Good morning, Richard. I have a question, but first a brief comment. In the morning show, you mentioned about the couple that was having sex in the back of the police cruiser.
Yes.
Don't you think they should have been charged with a moving violation?
I'm going to hang up on you now. Terrible. Okay. Now, my thing about that whole story was the fact that how did they get their clothes off while handcuffed in the back of a cruiser? That's just a good old-fashioned American can-do spirit. You know what I mean?
I agree. My question is, and you've gone on this many times, so forgive me for it, regarding vapor barrier and the crawl space.
Sure.
Do you recommend the clear or the black? I think you recommend the clear, okay?
You know what? And that is just a sign of the fact that people can change. For years and years and years, I said black. And then I had the guys from Air Resolutions come in here, and they informed me, no, you go with clear. That way, you know, it's going to go, you want it to go up the walls. You want it to be taped into place or secured into place. If it's clear, you don't have to worry about your termite guy pulling it down and it not getting back up into place.
Exactly. Now, what mil did you recommend? Did you say 10, maybe 10 mil?
Absolutely 10.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. You're going to do it yourself?
No. I wish I could. I'm blind. I can't do that, but I can get somebody else to do it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, George, but hey, you know what? Get it done and get it done right.
Okay.
Thank
you. Take care. Bye.
Moving violate. If you're wondering, listen to the early show. We went to Florida in the earlier show, and a couple was arrested for driving drunk on bicycles. And they were arrested, put in the back of the police car, and proceeded to disrobe and have relations in the back of the police car, which I'm no saint. I'm no saint by any stretch of the imagination. I have imbibed in alcohol on many occasions. And funny thing is, these days it's a lot less, which is good. I've just, that part of my life just isn't quite as important. I have never said, you know what's a great idea? Let's get naked in public. I have never considered that, I've never been there. I don't know what part of that brain clicks or clacks around. But no. So there is that. Jordan, I want to talk with you for a minute because, you know, we're buddies.
Yeah.
We both like food.
Yes.
I want to ask you, why does the fast food industry hate us? I mean, Richmond. I'm being very specific. hate us.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Now, for those people that are listening and don't know this, we are one of the very few in the country test markets. We were the first place in the country to get the McRib. Are you a McRib fan, Jordan?
Actually, no.
Really?
I mean, I honestly, like, I don't get excited for it when they bring it back once a year, but like,
kind of situation.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta have like a wild hair to be like, because I have my usual order for when I go to McDonald's, and so it's like, if I'm gonna shy away from it, it's gonna be for something good, and you know, normally I don't really mess with the McRib.
And now, I understand the war of the chicken sandwich. I didn't get involved.
No.
I'd never had the Popeyes. Did you have the Popeyes?
No, apparently it's back.
It's back?
But, you know, I guess all the hype wore off.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. They tried to BYOB, bring your own bun. How awful is that idea?
No.
No, sir. Well, I haven't had one yet, but KFC, I'm trying to figure out who wants to kill us faster. It's either Hardee's or KFC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taco Bell's getting up there, too. No,
you know what?
They're keeping it reasonable half
the time. Taco Bell is not, you know what, amateur. Amateur compared to what Hardee's
and yet KFC and Taco Bell are owned by the same conglomerate.
Same company, yes they are.
So.
Which, by the way, when I went up north, I saw something I hadn't seen in probably a couple of decades. I saw Roy Rogers.
They have those in D.C.
Yeah.
Or like Northern Virginia.
Most of the Roy Rogers got turned into Hardee's.
Yeah.
But what they are testing, and I have not had one yet, you, however, live close enough.
To try it.
To a KFC to try it. Fried chicken and donut sandwich. Now, hats off to them. The donuts are made fresh. They're frying their own donuts.
I don't know. I mean, well, they did chicken and waffles, which everyone loves. No, people love chicken and waffles.
But a waffle's bread.
Yeah.
Okay? It's bread.
But I just, now if they had decided to do a partnership with Krispy Kreme, then I think it would be a complete game changer.
So what, you want like a jelly-filled donut on either side?
No, just a hot. When the light is on, you know the sandwich is on. So, you know, just I guess maybe they tried that and then they were like, you know what? It'd probably be cheaper if we came up with our own recipe for a glazed donut.
I have high blood pressure anyway, and I look at this sandwich and I absolutely get the flutters. My heart just goes.
Well, I read the article about it and they said that you can either get it, you can get like one donut with like the chicken strips, or you can get it as a sandwich, or you can just get the donuts. So it's not only just the donut sandwich that's the only option. So I am intrigued, so I guess maybe I'll try the donut first.
You're going to do some field research
I might try the donuts first just to decide, okay, I might give this a shot with the chicken tenders and then just go from there.
See,
but
I'm all happy to Wawa's turkey bowl is back, but
yeah.
I have to stop eating those at 8:30 in the morning because by the time
well, it's lunchtime.
But yeah, but by the time the 10 o'clock show rolls around, I've got all that tryptophan feeling of Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, how's everybody sleeping?
But I think it's your job to check on that.
Yeah.
Because we don't need me dying.
No. No, not at all. But I don't know. I said the same thing about Taco Bell's breakfast. When that first came out a few years ago, I was like, who's going to eat Taco Bell breakfast? And then, you know, the AM Crunchwrap, they've mastered that. It's actually pretty delicious.
I haven't had the Impossible Burger yet.
Oh, I do want to try the Impossible Whopper.
I see no need. It's the same caloric intake.
Is it? I haven't seen the numbers on it.
It's almost exactly the same.
It's not any better for you.
You know what? You are saving like one cow fart. That's about all you're
saving.
I
don't know.
All right. Well, look, tell me how it works out.
I'll keep you in the loop next week. Yeah.
Well, everybody, it has been a great show, and I have had a lovely time. I'm heading up to Chimborazo Park to the Dog Richmond Dog Fest. I think that's going to be good. Let's see what a dachshund does against all those. He's going to be a pain in my backside, isn't he? It's not going to be good. Reminding you, go to WRVA.com, where you can download podcasts, the show, and the radio.com app, and you can, contact me at richmccann@hotmail.com. Jordan, let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. everybody that called in, thank you. You make my job easier and a lot more fun. I'll be here next Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, hosting the Home Show, News Radio WRVA.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Jeff Katz for my friends at Budget Glass. You know, they do amazing things with shower doors. They do beautiful storefront buildouts. And of course, they are the only manufacturer in Central Virginia.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.